plagued a potential nugget.
And just looking ahead, Pramath, how do you think about the life ahead? How do you think about success? How do you think about terms like legacy? What's your sort of plan for the future?
Yeah, that question can have a very, very long answer. So let me be specific in how I'm thinking about this. I feel like I've been very lucky to have had the opportunity to build some really lasting institutions, whether it was ISB, now Ashoka. It's the early days for Vedika, but I'm sure that it'll survive and persist and do well. I'm now involved in a couple of new universities, and I think they will get there too. So I sense a sense, I have a sense of fulfillment about having made a difference and created some of these things. But as I look out ahead, I feel like if I am, worth what I am, if I can take some credit in building these, then I feel like I need to do something that would impact a much larger section of society. At the end of the day, these are all elite institutions, and they cater to very few. Of course, there's sort of broader impact and, sure, and knock-on effect and spin-offs and so on. But one is not trying to do ROI calculations. But I'm just saying that if you really wanted to solve for education, per se, in this country, then the truth is these institutions will help. But the larger scale problem is humongous. And so I'm challenging myself these days to ask, how can the learnings from what I've done be used to leverage to impact a much larger section of society? And eventually, does any of this help me think about effective ways to reach out to people who don't have access to high quality education? And I think there is where my heart ultimately is these days, is pushing myself to think through what can I do that I know from these experiences that can actually impact a much larger section of society. In fact, I'm saying this for the first time on tape or on in public, and I do want to not sound pretentious. That I have some very lofty, I don't know the answer,
sure,
honestly.
Sure.
And this is a very personal thing that I'm kind of holding myself to more than anything else, to say, if I'm really worth my salt, then should I not be able to move the needle on the larger problem than having, created a few examples of, or islands of excellence.
Very interesting. And maybe looking at the rearview mirror, Pramath, given how far you've come, if you had to be immodest for a couple of minutes and really say, these are the reasons why I was able to do these things that I've been able to do, are there two, three themes about yourself that you reflect upon which have enabled you to deliver the outcomes and build these institutions?
Tough to say, but a few things. I mean, I think my time at McKinsey and my time with Rajat really raised my sights in a way that I don't think was possible. I was this good middle-class kid from Patna who was ambitious, but didn't quite know what was possible. Didn't know what potentially can be done. So I think that stint at McKinsey and seeing Rajat build these institutions and then him giving me the chance to work alongside on ISB made a huge difference to my raising the sights. I think the second thing is that I think my upbringing in Patna and the school that I went to, and I look at my colleagues from those schools and also IIT Kanpur, I have to say that my school friends and my college friends are all very modest and humble human beings, and they've done amazing stuff. So there was something about the milieu that I was lucky to be part of, where you could have come out with a very strong sense of entitlement or edges or arrogance. But I was never exposed. I never saw that. And I still don't see that in my friends from that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that has always been at the back of my mind as I have gone off to do stuff. And I'll tell you where it makes a difference, because, you know, you might say, well, that's a very nice thing to say, but that's mm-hmm. what everybody says. It's not so unique about your background.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what that does is, and somebody recently said this to me, if you don't forget where you came from, right, if you don't forget that leadership is actually about never forgetting where you came from.
Hmm.
That places in a position where you can really move mountains, because you see how far you've come.
Hmm.
And then you say, my God, if that's what I could do in the last, 30 years of my life, and if today I have another 20, 25, 30 years, I mean, you never know how many you have, but even if you had another 20, imagine what you could do from here, right? And wouldn't that be exciting? Not because you want to win a award or prove anything to anybody, but just because it's so exciting to see how far you can come, right? So I think that has always driven me more than anything else. My wife often keeps asking me that, why are you running around doing all of this stuff? And do you really need to do it? And sometimes she often asks, couldn't you have just been a partner and director at McKinsey like your friends?
Right.
And there is nothing wrong with either of those options.
Right.
But to your question, I think what's driving me is just this excitement of seeing how far you can actually come and what therefore could be possible.
Very interesting.
Which you don't know.
And also going back to one of the earlier things you mentioned, Pramath, authenticity. Somewhere I do think knowing where you came from and sort of ensuring that you're grounded somewhere, I think also I feel that somewhere feels a little more authentic and real when people show up that way.
Yeah, and I think you picked up on a very important point, which is actually the closing point I wanted to make on that point, that I think that authenticity allows you to build collaborations in a way that you otherwise wouldn't be able to build, because it naturally allows people to trust you.
Right.
It enables a huge amount of trust from young to old to senior to junior to people who are meeting you for the first time. And I think I'm good about using that to my advantage. Honestly.
Hmm.
And of course, not part of that authenticity is to not just use it for your own personal advantage.
But paradox right there, right?
Right. Yeah. So I think that authenticity engenders trust.
Right.
And then if you use that trust to do bigger and greater things,
right,
that is what allows you to take things forward. So I think that was the essence of my point about going back to where you came from.
Got it.
Because that ultimately connects back to seemingly contradictory, but you start very modest.
Hmm.
But then remaining modest allows you to do very immodest things.
Hmm.
Right?
Very interesting.
Which I think has been the biggest learning I've had in this journey.
It was interesting to hear Pramath talk about the distance one has traveled as a source of energy and as an indicator of the possibilities for the future. I've seen that sometimes this distance one has traveled can have an inverse impact on people, which either leads to complacency or arrogance or both. I guess the key is the mindset with which we look at the ground we've covered, and that mindset can determine whether it's an asset that helps us go to newer heights or a derailer that comes in the way of further growth and impact. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com or subscribe on iTunes and other podcast apps.